Our guest at the cafe this morning, Grammy Award-winning commerce-based music producer Brad Davis. Good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
Brad, first time that I recall has brought a guest with it.
And I never bring a guest.
Well, but
till today.
It's about time.
It's about time. That's right.
And so introduce him.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce. He's a new country singer, but he's got a real cool vintage slant to what he does, which is unusual for a young country singer. And Mr. Cade Rogers. Cade, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Brad. Thanks so much for bringing me in today.
Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe, Cade Rogers. And where are you from?
I am originally from Oklahoma. I grew up in Oklahoma in a town called Yukon. It's actually home of Garth Brooks. That's up on the water tower.
Yeah, I guess so. I'd have it on the water
the
tower.
The street's named after him.
So I guess, has Garth Brooks been kind of an influence for you?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, how could he not be? Look at his career.
Right.
Look at how well he's done.
And he's Brad refers to you as a vintage country music singer, so I would call it traditional country is another way of putting that. And having heard your new song, I would say it fits right in there. Of course, Garth Brooks has done a lot of traditional type stuff, but he's also done a lot of non-traditional type stuff.
I think that the traditional stems, and I don't hear a lot of it these days. I think that traditional sound stemming from me was growing up with that music all around me. My grandfather was such an avid country music fan, and I just grew up with it that way. And it's really crazy to it's really crazy for me to be here right now.
Well, you are. Let me say it. While although you have a beard, you look to be a very young man to me. I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I'm guessing it's south of 30. Maybe
south of 30.
Maybe south of 20. So, despite all the music that's in the air these days and all kinds of dance music and techno stuff, the traditional country stuff for a young guy like you still is resonant and still surviving.
Yeah, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to me because I feel like my music's authentic. I feel like my fans are. It's a real grass movement. We're putting this record out under Black Saddle Records, and I don't feel like it's records. I feel like it's a movement between me and my fans as we go on this journey together, and it just feels real. It feels like the right time. And meeting Brad and getting in the studio, he can turn something that is good into something that is great.
Mm-hmm.
He's such an amazing co-writer, and it's an honor to be working with him.
So the song is Two Left Feet?
Yeah.
And you said co-writer, so Brad's a co-writer of the song?
I am a co-writer, yes.
Yeah, well, that's not too surprising.
And she's my lady in power. Two left feet, and she's got me by the hand. She wants me to dance.
How did you guys get together?
Well, actually, I was in Commerce visiting a friend of mine, and I heard they had a studio there, and I thought, there's a studio here. There's Commerce USA. Really?
Can't be possible.
No way.
No kidding.
I actually called Brad up on the phone, and I sent him over some of my music. He said, you know, well, I don't work with everybody. I'm real busy. And he called me back a few days later, and he said, why don't you come by? And it really just took off from there. There's something here. There's something in the water here. There's some kind of vibe, and I really think it's Brad Davis.
Well, I was about to say, I think that vibe is Brad Davis. We're talking with Brad and protege, I guess we could say, of Brad's Cade Rogers. Cade is about to bring out a new single, Two Left Feet, which has been recorded here, correct?
It has. We've actually spent a lot of time making sure the music fits his personality.
Are you using any other musicians other than yourself and Cade?
Yeah, we're using Steve Henson from Luke Bryant's band, and we're using Jason Roller from Alabama. Thank you. Jason Roller from Alabama.
Alabama?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Alabama?
Fiddle player from Alabama. Really? And then we're using the drummer from a new Red Dirt artist named Chris Colston. He's a drummer.
So how do you promote these days? How do you promote a new song? And what do you consider then, Cade and Brad, what would you consider to be a success?
Well, I think you have to promote it on social media, I think it's huge, promoting this stuff, getting it across. And somebody sees something, if they don't believe it, they are not going to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing shows online with a certain outlet. You know, there's a lot of them out there, and built up a lot of fans that way. Very intimate shows in your own house with a big fan base. And so he's got quite a few fans. I mean, I was surprised to see, wow, that little outlet is not so little. I mean, and obviously radio, no matter how advanced we get online, you know, radio is still the bullet. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And you have Texas music stations and programs, obviously, notably Texan on KETR, but The Range. In Dallas, Fort Worth, and Texas Rebel Radio down the Hill Country. Well, if this is a big hit, then we'll all be talking about the Commerce Sound.
We will. C-Town.
It'll be even better. All right. Brad, thanks for stopping by again, having a cup of coffee with us. Cade Rogers, good luck with Two Left Feet.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right.
Thanks, John Mark.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.